This is Daniel Levy here reporting for the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and we're at the G20 Community Mobilization Press Conference. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Sure. My name's Anna Willits, and I'm working with a group called Gender Justice for All, and we're organizing some feminist creative resistance during the upcoming G20 meetings.
Great. Yeah, and we got a lot of good information today from the presentations, but then I noticed in the question answer, it seems like most of the media seems to only want to focus on this thing that happened in Ottawa and the, tactics. Did this surprise you at all that these were the questions?
No. We definitely expected that media would focus on the on an incident like that. And we actually have expected that something would happen that would hijack the messaging and make it all about the protesters and violence and that kind of thing. So weren't surprised at all.
I guess, what was the goal of this press conference? What was the message here?
The organizers with the Toronto Community Mobilization Network wanted to inform the people of Toronto and the province and Canada about the kinds of organizing and issues that need to be brought to the table during the G8 G20 summit. We need to see a lot more focus on community concerns. We need to see a lot more focus on the issues that matter to marginalized peoples. We're not confident that those issues will get on the table during these meetings if the leaders of the G20 are left to themselves. And so the idea was to say these are what the issues are that concern people here and around the world, and they need to be highlighted and they need to be featured.
What are some of the organizations involved with the community mobilization?
Now, that's a really good question. I'm not one of the organizers, so I can't speak definitively, but there are definitely people involved with groups like No One Is Illegal. There are people with organizations. Myself, I'm an anti-violence worker, and there are a number of women and trans people involved in community agencies that are involved, homeless people, groups like OCAP that work on their behalf. There are many, many labor organizations involved in this, many immigrant-serving groups. So that's it's a very wide-ranging coalition, as I understand it.
Right. And what did you think about the G20, the priority of Harper about with women and children?
I would say that most of the members of our group would say that Stephen Harper's a hypocrite. We see his messaging around maternal and child health as nothing more than PR, that the actions, the policies, the legislation, the foreign aid that would back up what comes out of his mouth is not there, and in fact, the opposite is happening, and that makes him a hypocrite. So rather than supporting maternal and child health, we see the actions, not just of the Harper government, but of many, many governments, actually actively undermining maternal and child health, and we want to expose that lie.
And I think one of the most controversial announcements, or the shocking announcements, was that there's been some mentioning that that there had been police or agents that had been coming into the community mobilization meetings. Had you heard of this at all?
No, I hadn't heard about that. But again, I would not be surprised by that. I've been involved in organizing efforts for a very long time, and one of the first demos I remember was in response to the bathhouse raids back in 1981. And at that demo, right at the front, were police agents holding on to a banner, ready to cause trouble. Happened again in 2001 during the OCAP rally at Queen's Park. It's happened over and over again. So yes, I think that it's expected whenever you do a public call out that it's quite likely that members of the integrated security unit might be there, or members of the police.
Yeah, word's getting out in the media. The people are hearing about this because it's a big thing coming up in June with this G20 meeting. Do you have any recommendations for where people can go to research more info? Or
I would suggest a couple of the websites. If you Google People Summit 2010, if you Google Toronto Community Mobilization Network, you will definitely get to the right place.
All right, thanks a lot.